I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Look at the king, the MVP with the big block at the end of the game.
Down goes Frazier. Down goes Frazier. That's the MVP of the league, showing the versatility, the Joker.
He is Jalen Rose. I'm David Jacoby. We are Jalen and Jacoby.
What exactly though? Is
it that we do, Mr. Rose?
What they want.
This is the night that changes the future of NFL franchises. It is NFL draft night, and we are so fired up for it right now. We're going to take you through some of the top picks in the draft, an explosive draft. However, no drama at number one, number two. We know it's going to be Lawrence to the Jags, Wilson to the Jets. But number three, we've been talking about this number three pick. It seems like 3 months we've been talking about this pick. Jalen, what do you think Kyle Shanahan and the 49ers do with the number three pick?
Did you say Kyle Shanahan? Mm-hmm. Hey, Kyle, what are you going to do with the pick, Kyle? Let Kyle tell me what he's going to do with the pick. How about that?
I can't guarantee that anybody in the world will be alive Sunday.
Probably shouldn't even make a pick then. It doesn't really matter. When you put it in that perspective, it doesn't even matter. So what are we even talking about? None of this matters. The world's not going to exist.
So now I'll take cues from him. On paper, it seems like if you're going to move up to number three, you got to go for the home run hitter, somebody that's mm-hmm. dynamic, mm-hmm. somebody that can do it with his legs and do it with his arms. So Trey Lance might be your guy. But I think they're going to take the combination of between Trey and Mac Jones because Justin Fields in the pocket is extremely accurate. They have a terrific defense. I feel like playing at Ohio State in the Big Ten has prepared him for this. I think because of this long period, he's gotten overlooked and taken for granted. He's your guy, Shanahan. Take Fields. Take Fields. That's my choice for the 49ers.
Well, that's who you think they should take. However, I think that they will take Mac Jones. And you know what else I think? I think they're going to regret it. They've been talking about Mac Jones the whole time. There's reports that Mac Jones is Kyle Shanahan's pick, and they're going to regret this. I guarantee if they take Mac Jones, they will regret passing up on Lance and Fields. And this is going to be a disappointing evening when 49ers fans look back to see they traded up for that guy. You traded up and picked that guy. That guy right there. I look better with a shirt off than the potential number three pick in the NFL draft. That's never a good idea. That's never a good idea if you are the 49ers.
Yes, true story. But I'll tell you what. You got to have some irrational confidence to show up looking like that and have a cigar in your mouth after y'all just won the national championship. So for Mac Jones and his family, I want to make sure I give y'all props because he is compared to the GOAT, Tom Brady.
He is. Jalen, I'm very upset about the number four pick. For me, the best prospect in the draft, the only sure thing in the first round is Kyle Pitts, and he's sitting there at number four. We all know he's going to be there at number four. And now the Falcons are listening and keeping their options open at number four? Why? It's the easiest thing. The best thing to have is when the draft pick is picked for you. This is the only absolute no-brainer outside of Trevor Lawrence is Kyle Pitts at number four. Why do you think they would be keeping their options open with this pick?
Friend of the show, Matt Ryan's still on the center. But the one thing about adding Pitts that we couldn't mention, because he is going to be a game-changing, dynamic player that lines up most snaps basically at receiver, to add him and eventually his salary, that means they're going to have to lose the Millennium Falcon, Julio Jones. I think that's something you got to also think about, Jacoby, with this pick. Are you willing to add Kyle and lose Julio?
Yes.
What are your thoughts on that exchange?
Absolutely. Julio's getting older. He's expensive. And Kyle Pitts is on a rookie deal, and he's going to be there for years, and he is the future. The future of this Falcons franchise is not Matt Ryan, and it's not Julio Jones, and they can replace the weaponry that is Julio Jones with Kyle Pitts right now and Matt Ryan down the road. Now, number five, there's a very pivotal decision. It's pretty clear at number five that the Bengals will have an option. Pick the best tackle in the draft, Penei Sewell. Protect Joe Burrow. Or pick who many consider the best wide receiver in the draft and former Joe Burrow teammate, Ja'Marr Chase. If you were the Bengals and Zach Taylor in that front office, what would you do?
Wu-Tang, protect your neck. You have to go offensive lineman here. Mm-hmm. I get it. You got the franchise quarterback, and you want him to have the shiny new toys, especially the storyline of Ja'Marr Chase, somebody that he played in college with, did big things with, got on the big stage and shined with. You want to add him. But you got to go offensive line here. You got to keep him upright. Because you know what I did notice when he was healthy? They had him throwing time after time after time again. So you're going to go with your offensive line here to me if you're Cincinnati and play it safe for the next decade.
I absolutely agree. Joe Burrow had a great rookie year. However, he was also pressured all the time, running around all the time, and getting hit all the time, getting sacked all the time. You definitely need to protect him. It is going to be hard for Chase and Burrow knowing that they could have taken their LSU chemistry and then applied it on Sundays in the NFL. But I think the smart thing to do, not the emotional thing to do, is to take Sewell here. Jalen, hold on. I know I'm supposed to be prepared for this, but who has the 7 pick?
This is the Detroit Lions. You know what I'm saying? This is
an amazing draft pick for the Lions here at 7 because it can go so many different ways. You want to pick a quarterback to get a franchise quarterback of the future. However, they're going to do something way boring. They're going to trade back. They're going to trade back, get like a 22 first rounder and a 23 second rounder. That's what's going to happen. You're going to wake up tomorrow and do this show and be so disappointed with what the Lions are about to do. I promise you. What do you want them to do? What do you think they're going to do?
Here's what I want the Lions to do. Please take Trey Lance or Justin Fields if they're available.
Please. Do it.
Like, I know Jared Goff took the Rams to the Super Bowl. I know his contract situation is not a long-term one. We've never truly had a dual-threat quarterback. Detroit, this is your opportunity. Do not mess this up. And Jacoby, here's what makes it worse when you're a diehard fan of a team that you love so very much that has never gone or won a Super Bowl. Usually, if it goes bad, not only do they not pick the player that they should take, but somebody like the Patriots, who have all of the greatness in their history, and then Bill Belichick, actually come up and take the player we should have taken. So now I gotta watch that player be great for somebody else, like Bill Belichick. What are your thoughts?
Here's what's gonna happen, Jay. Last year, like a month leading up to the draft, all you could say were two words, take Tua, take Tua, take Tua. And you were disappointed. That's gonna happen again. I can guarantee tomorrow at 2:00 on ESPN when we start the show, you're not gonna be happy with what the Lions did. I promise you, Jalen. So hedge your emotional investment into this evening because I promise the Lions are going to disappoint you. I promise the Lions are going to disappoint you.
We buy kneecaps.
Jalen, here's what I need from you. I need you to videotape yourself or have someone tape you when the Lions make their move at number 7 because they're going to trade out or they're going to pick some lineman or linebacker that you've never seen play before, and I can't wait to see that reaction. Right now, it is time for you to take us behind the curtain. Jalen, I always appreciate doing this show with you because you offer the perspective of someone who has been there before, and this evening is going to change the lives of so many young men and their families. Take us behind the curtain. What is the draft day preparation and draft night experience life like for a high prospect?
Dreams come true. It's a life-changing event for so many ways, for so many reasons. Number one, You've worked extremely hard, made all of the sacrifices that you hope to now accomplish the goal of playing in the NFL. But then there are other goals. The opportunity to take care of yourself and make the goals and dreams happy for those that you love that have sacrificed so much for you. And also the dynamics of your life and relationships change. You now go in many ways from being a member of the family and a member of the crew to the CEO. A lot of people that are in your life also become your staff in a lot of ways. It's a lot to juggle for a young entrepreneur, a young professional, but this is what goals and dreams are made of. That moment changed the life and the dynamics of my family forever. And lastly, Jacoby, there's also a different acknowledgement or a different, there's a different responsibility when you get drafted if your family does not already live in the suburbs. And what I mean by that, it's a first generation lift. That you're now moving your family to the suburbs and you got an opportunity to put your kids' kids in better schools and your nieces and your nephews and your cousins. And it literally lifts the dynamics of generations of one's family. So congratulations to all of the draft picks. And also big shout to those who don't get picked. It don't mean that your goals or dreams ain't gonna happen. You just gotta work a little harder and keep doing your thing.
That's a really good point at the end there. And also, let's not forget, tonight is just round one. There are so many rounds in this draft and so many human beings and families whose lives will be changed forever through this process. Jalen, the Suns sent a statement to the Western Conference last night with a pretty convincing win against the Clippers. And that man, CP3, did what he does. We'll discuss that much more right after this.
Jalen and Jacoby is brought to you by ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you're here in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Coming to you live above the Heineken Riverdeck at Pier 17 in New York City. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen, it is now time where you decide what we discuss. It is Keep It Moving. If you would like to discuss a topic, say hit the brakes. If not, me, you, and Meth Man jump in the minivan and keep it moving. And we start with the Phoenix Suns, who did something last night they haven't done in over 10 years. They beat the Clippers to separate themselves from the Clippers between 2 and 3 in the seeding, but they also clinched a playoff berth. Jalen, what do you expect from this team in the playoffs?
I expect this Phoenix team to be able to advance. And I know as a young squad where Devin Booker, Mikal Bridges, DeAndre Ayton, the core group of those guys have not been in the playoffs as a one possible two seed, that should be a team that I say is my favorite to win the West. But that remains to be seen in a league that still has the Los Angeles Lakers and potentially the healthy Clippers. But what I will say is CP3 needs to get more conversation for MVP. And
doing this again.
I appreciate the fact that they were not in the playoffs last year, but now they're one of the best teams in the conference. I believe, Jacoby, he's going to get a lot more votes than you realize. The Joker's going to win the award, But CP3 has been putting the league on notice the entire year, and I think this late surge is really going to help that candidacy.
I agree. He's going to get a lot of votes, but he's not going to get a lot of number one votes because you fill out five names on that ballot. So he's going to get maybe some more twos instead of fours than he used to, but Jokic is going to get the majority of those number one votes, and he's also going to get your number one vote too. Very quickly, watching this game, I realized something. Remember last year, the Clippers underperformed in the bubble, and a lot of that had to do with chemistry issues. Seems like they never really played together. Well, look at this. They never really have a full-strength Clipper team either all season long. You watched last night. Pat Bev is not even on this graphic. He's not playing. Kawhi Leonard's not playing. Serge Ibaka has a back problem. So this Clippers team, while great at full strength, like the Nets in the East, we haven't really seen it yet, and that is something to keep an eye on as we move forward. Jalen, Dak Prescott is in the news, and we're on ESPN. Keep moving or hit the brakes.
You know I'm a Dakota Prescott fan and happy that he got his bread. I am not surprised that he's trending toward being healthy this year because he missed most of last year. Keep it moving for now.
We keep it moving. We keep it moving.
A pretty significant quarterback trade on the eve of draft day. Keep moving or hit the brakes.
John Elway keeps searching, trying to find that long-term solution at quarterback. Peyton Manning got him Super Bowl. Teddy Bridgewater. I'm happy that he gets a chance to resurrect himself as a starting QB. Keep it moving for now.
Keep moving.
We keep it moving. We keep it moving.
The Seahawks made a statement about their relationship with Russell Wilson. They're in a fantastic place, and they never, ever, 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 ever even spoke about engaging, maybe talking about trading him. What do you think about this?
I think that they're speaking and he isn't. Did they do something to address the offensive line just yet? Because exactly. What I heard him say, that my body has gotten hit more than any quarterback since I've been in the league, and I hope we address that. Did that happen yet?
Not yet. Not exactly.
Okay.
But it's draft night.
Okay, got it. So talk to me then.
We will see what they do this evening. Saquon Barkley expects to be ready for next season. Keep moving and hit the brakes.
It's great to see him back healthy. Can't wait to watch him put on the show. Keep it moving for now.
We keep it moving. We keep it moving.
The New York Knickerbockers.
Hit the brakes.
Of course, we're going to hit the brakes on the New York Knicks. Yes, they might have lost a game to the Suns, but they bounced back against the Bulls, got another win, and of course, it was that man, Julius Randle, leading the team to victory. What do you think about Randle?
Lucky lefty. 499 lefties have performed in the NBA this year. Only 46 of them have been left-handed. And that MVP candidate right there, Julius Randle, has him doing MVP chants. And Jacoby isn't die easy. You know what? I want to make a proclamation.
What's that?
Do you love Julius Randle and this Knicks team so much that you're willing to commit long term?
No, I'm not committing to the Knicks long term. You know me, I'm die easy. I just jumped on this bandwagon like a month ago. Please, we've been on like two dates. I'm not putting a ring on the Knicks. I'll be off the Knicks once they lose in the first round, dog. You know me. Please,
so
try to trap me on live TV. Try to trap me.
Hawks. You hear this, Atlanta Hawks, Trae Young? There's still room on your bandwagon for David Jacoby after all of this talk about the New York Knickerbockers all season.
Jalen, I was locked in on the matchup between Zion and the Joker, and it did not disappoint. Keep moving and hit the brakes. We saw it before the top of the show. Let's again celebrate this MVP moment from Jokic in the last play of the game.
Top five player, points, rebounds, and assists, doing it defensively. Hasn't missed a game all year. Doing his best Drago and Rocky impersonation with his haircut as he closes out Zion and the Pelicans, and the Denver Nuggets get the win.
Jokic played great. Didn't look too great, though. I thought the fade was too high. You know what I mean? They do that to me sometimes. The fade was just too high on the head. But he did play great. Got this team a much-needed win. But, Jalen, there's a player on this team that I am now adopting as my guy. You lose a lot when you lose Jamal Murray, but it doesn't matter when you have Facu Campazzo, my new player, my new favorite player in the NBA. My man was dicing everybody up last night. He had a double-double, 10 assists. He's stripping everybody, just being a gnat on defense. I love his vision, and you know I love unnecessarily fancy passes, and Campazzo has those all
day. I knew that's what you love.
I love Facu Campazzo. And they took this little dude, they tried to isolate him, they tried to like run plays to isolate him on defense, and he was just slapping the ball out of people's hands. Facu Campazzo, you are my guy. You are now. It's, you know what? This is Jalen, Jacoby, and Facu moving forward because he is part of this program. We'll be back with Facu Campazzo, not really, right after this.
The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Saturday night doubleheader on ESPN starting at 7:30. It is the Warriors against the Rockets, and then in the nightcap Saturday night live at 10 p.m. it is my king, the Joker, and the Nuggets going up against the Clippers. Doubleheader Saturday night on ESPN. Jalen Rose yesterday against the Lakers. Russell Westbrook didn't just have a triple-double. 18 points, 18 rebounds, and 14 assists.
Brody out here doing work. And like I said, I never thought that I'd be watching NBA games and somebody be getting triple-doubles as frequently on a nightly basis as Magic Johnson, Jason Kidd, and the Big O. And then LeBron James came. And then Russell Westbrook took it to a whole nother level. Looking forward to watching Washington in the playoffs / play-in.
Absolutely. Jalen Rose, I have something that I absolutely need to show you. Being available on the market are hoverboards. Look at that. That could be us, Jay. You can buy a hoverboard this summer and fly around like Marty McFly. I'm on board. Jalen, you're buying me a hoverboard this summer. Thank you very much in advance for buying
me
a hoverboard.
That should be illegal. That's so dangerous.
Oh no. Look at that.
That's so
dangerous. That beautiful, serene lake just cruising around. Look at us flying right down Times Square. Come on, dog. Look at us. Commuting to work on hoverboards. No traffic problems. I'm embracing our hoverboard future. We'll all be on hoverboards. All of us in just 2 years. We'll be back tomorrow on ESPN at 2 p.m. to talk about the NFL draft.